Manzoor Hussain came to the United States from Pakistan 40 years ago. He says he was critical of the U.S. before he came because he had heard reports of Cold War bigotry and discrimination toward African Americans. But once he got here, he says, his views quickly changed.
Then when I came here, I saw with my own eyes things started changing. I thought, my God, this is excellent. This is the way, you know, we should live.
But Hussain also says cultural tolerance has steeply declined over the years.
People used to, you know, value other people's, other immigrants, the way the other Americans are. Now these days, there's so much, you know, the Islamophobia and, you know, people, you know, that hate the foreigners. And all those things, I think this is un-American.
Hussain is taking part in a rally at an East Tampa mosque after Friday prayer. The nonprofit United Voices organized the event. That organization's president, Ahmed Badir, is co-host of True Talk, a show that airs Friday mornings on WMNF. Hussain says he wants to see elected officials do a better job of representing the community.
The concern is always the same, the right people for the right job. It doesn't have to be the Muslims, but it has to be the right people. So when nobody is going to represent us the right way, when we'll try to, you know, have our own people. And I believe that we are trying that.
Muslim Ali is director for organizational development at United Voices. He says today's event is part of the group's effort to get minorities more involved in politics.
Today's purpose was to have a rally to get out the vote and be able to encourage Muslims who are a very diverse group to be able to go to polling stations. And we had many speakers, as well as the Reverend McKenzie, who was here, who helped to engage in an interfaith dialogue and be able to get out the vote. And we're just really excited about it. And we're actually encouraging them to go to the public library at Temple Terrace to be able to go to early voting locations so that they can be more active and engaged.
Whether it's the supposed enthusiasm gap or sheer indifference, many Americans don't vote in midterm elections. Ali says this isn't the case with those who know what it's like to not have the right to weigh in on who governs them.
I think that new Americans especially have a little bit more of a sentiment in that regard as well, coming from places where it's a lot more difficult.
Hillsborough County Commission candidate Linda Salsena, a Democrat, shakes hands with and hears concerns of numerous attendees at today's rally, as does her opponent, Republican Ken Hagan. Salsena says it's important to engage every component of a community.
I think that it's important for our government to recognize that we are in a very diverse society, and you have to get out and meet people where they are. So that's why it was important for me today to come to the mosque to meet the people who gather here. And it's been really interesting. There's a tremendous cross-section of people. Some people who have not yet attained citizenship, some people who are born and grown up in the United States, and a whole slew in between.
Dwight Bolden is running for the Hillsborough County Commission's District 3 seat as a write-in. He says he relies on events like today's rally because his campaign doesn't have the kind of financial backing of his Democratic opponent, former state legislator Les Miller. The obscure candidate says he's running because he doesn't think the board is made up of commissioners who are truly looking out for their constituents.
When true diversity was in effect, true diversity, we did well. In the last, say, 4-6 years, true diversity is not in effect. And we have gone down the tube. You know, people are out for themselves now. Representatives are out for themselves.
Zainoub Rashid is originally from Egypt. She says she wants to see more young Muslims get engaged in the political process.
I don't think there's enough representation. I would like more Muslims to get involved. And I am really trying to get my son involved, though he is in high school. He's planning to go into it when he grows up. And I encourage all young Muslims to get involved because we need some representation. We are not represented up there.
From East Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.